An unfortunate barrier slowing down those attending a Temple town hall meeting with city, county, and state elected officials on Tuesday. A Norfolk Southern train was blocking most intersections in Temple prior to the meeting. Temple, along with Villarica, has struggled with delayed trains for several months. And District 30 State Senator Mike Dugan says while progress has been made, it is a complicated problem.
Good news for everybody. We have the fastest growing port in the country in Savannah. Bad news for Temple. Most of that's getting put on trains that are coming this way. So the trains are getting longer.
Dugan says many of the trains that pass through the area are 2 miles in length. Combine that with heavy train traffic and the fact that the area is designated as the spot where crews are transferred, it is a perfect storm of problems. The possibility of constructing a tunnel to bypass the railway seems unlikely, according to Dugan, because federal dollars would be involved and traffic flow is just not heavy enough.
If we're waiting on money for transportation funding coming from D.C., you will never get a tunnel. You might as well get out there now and start dealing with the shuttle.
Dugan is the Secretary of the Senate's Transportation Committee. He says he is not done with this problem. Well, several Carroll County schools are seeking new and innovative practices to meet the needs of students in their schools. This week, Temple Elementary School Principal Tricia Langford discussed a practice that officials at her school are exploring, which promotes social-emotional learning as a means to improve a child's behavior, thus improving their ability to learn.
National data states that two-thirds of students will witness a trauma under the age of 17. In dealing with numerous disciplinary actions at our school, and after digging deeper, we have found some of those issues have suffered traumatic events in those students. So we started looking for solutions outside of the box, outside of ISS and outside of OSS. This is the research that spoke to us.
Langford says the purpose of social-emotional learning is to be prepared to handle that feeling of fight, flight, or freeze whenever stress arises.
Sensory areas assist in calming children with frustrations. And when we allow kids to have brain breaks and let out their frustration, students can get back on track, get back in the classroom, and get back to learning, which is our business. This time aids students in how to handle any stress they have endured at home or at school. The four main areas that have been found to improve in children are attention, compassion, emotional regulation, and calmness.
Langford says school officials have determined 3 action steps to be imperative to move forward in this endeavor.
Number 1, a specific course of action plan detail needs to be created. Number 2, collection of TES data will need to take place next year. Number 3, research for successful implementation will continue. We truly do believe in this idea. Now we want to implement it with fidelity so we make sure it works.
Langford says surveys will be conducted for parents and students over the summer before a specific course of action will be developed. Well, the city of Villarica this week celebrating with team members of Luco Tool Corporation as the latter kicked off their multi-million dollar expansion. The expansion, which includes more efficient production space and much needed administrative capacity, is expected to lead to increased productivity, future product expansion, and more jobs. Luco Tool Corporation is one of 4 major expansion projects currently in the planning or construction phase in the city of Gold. To date, over $113 million in capital investments have been announced in the last 18 months, including Southwire, Tanner Medical Center, and Sugar Foods Corporation. Area churches are teaming up with Tanner Health System's Get Healthy, Live Well program for the Ronnie R. Young Hoops for Health basketball tournament. Tabernacle Baptist Church Pastor Stephen Allen speaking on the WLBB Community Voice program on Tuesday about the basketball challenge.
And we try to do these kind of quarterly events where, again, these are about community building. It's about something bigger than ourselves. And, of course, physical fitness is an important aspect.
The basketball challenge is named after Ronnie Young, a former Carroll County Recreation Director that helped start Hoops for Health. He passed away last year.
I was having a conversation with him a few weeks into starting, and he was excited and bringing different activities together. And I said, Ronnie, how are you enjoying working here? And he said, Stephen, I've been doing this, you know, organizing recreation sports my whole life. And I realized that what I've been doing has been ministry all along.
Hoops for Health kicks off at 9 o'clock a.m. at the Tabernacle Baptist Church on April the 28th. You can get more information on that activity. Listen to the entire News Talk 1330 Community Voice program. It is now posted on the NewsTalk1330.com website. I'm Colin Worthington.